नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचार्य निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पश्चात देश Please fold your hands, repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim. व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtike. Thank you very much. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 4, the Hansa Guya prayers, text number 13.
Antardeheshu bhutanam Atamaste Harir Isharah Saravam Tadishnyam Ikshatvam Evam Vasatoshito yasau Antardeheshu bhutana Atamaste haririshara Saravam tadishnyam ikshadvam Evam vasatoshito yasau. Antardeheshu bhutanam Atmaste haririsharam Sarvam tadishnyam ikshat Evam vastoshito yasau.
Please chant. Anyone else?
सर्वेषु भूतानां
माता जी Anta Deheshu,
within the bodies,
in the cores of the hearts,
Bhutana,
of all living entities,
Atma,
the Super Soul,
Aste,
resides,
Harihi,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Ishwara,
the Lord or Director,
Sarvam,
all,
Tat Dishnyam,
his place of residence,
Ikshadvam,
try to see,
Evam,
in this way,
Va,
with you,
Toshita,
satisfied,
he,
indeed,
Asau,
that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated as the Super Soul within the cores of the hearts of all living entities, whether moving or non-moving, including men, birds, animals, trees, and indeed all living entities. Therefore, you should consider every body a residence or temple of the Lord. By such vision, you will satisfy the Lord. You should not angrily kill these living entities in the forms of trees. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead
is situated
as the Super Soul
within the cores
of the hearts
of all living entities,
whether moving or non-moving, including men,
birds,
animals,
trees,
and indeed
all living entities.
Therefore, you should consider every body
a residence
or temple
of the Lord.
By such vision,
you will satisfy
the Lord. You should not angrily
kill
these living entities in the forms of trees.
Purport:
as stated in Bhagavad Gita and confirmed by all the Vedic scriptures, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati, the Super Soul is situated within everyone's heart. Therefore, since everyone's body is the residence of the Supreme Lord, one should not destroy the body because of unnecessary envy. That will dissatisfy the Super Soul. Soma told the Prachetas that because they had tried to satisfy the Super Soul, now they should not displease him.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Unamilitangena Tasame Shri Gurave Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Antadeshu Bhutanam Atamaste Haririshara Sarvam Tatishnya Vikshatvam Evam Vastoshito Yaso
This speech by the Lord of the Moon, Soma, is a display of the practical application of Vedic knowledge. The Prachetas themselves were familiar with Vedic knowledge. However, Soma is connecting the philosophical points and showing them how they apply in practical circumstances. So this is the challenge. After you have learned that you're not the body, you're the spirit soul, that there is a supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the supreme controller and who resides within every living entity's heart, how do you apply it in your daily life? So, here is a case study. We are studying a nice incident. The Prachetas, they had a mission. They had a service to do. They had to populate this planet with living entities. And they felt they were challenged in their mission by the trees. The planet was covered by trees. So they thought that this is an obstruction which they have to remove. And the way they thought of removing them was through fire and wind. So they burnt the trees. However, they were overcome by anger, and so they were beginning to now destroy all the trees everywhere. So we've already heard in the previous classes how anger is very disruptive. It misleads us in the wrong path. कामेश क्रोधेश रजगुण समुद्भव महाशनो महापापम विद्ये एनम इहा वैरिनम. एंड इट बर्न्स लाइक फायर दिस एंगर. दैट मीन्स इट इज नॉट ईजली पुट ऑफ. इट बर्न्स एंड इट बर्न्स. इट्स वोरेशियस. सो it will destroy the things that we may regret. So Soma, he's intervening. He's saying, sometimes we are put in the spot, right? Somebody's misbehaving. What do you do? Somebody else is misbehaving. Of course, the difficulty is, you have to explain, who are you? Why are you interfering with my activities? So this is a practical experience we all have. Somebody else is misbehaving, what should I do? So here, Soma is intervening. There is a lot of details, who should intervene, who should not intervene, how we should intervene. But here is a superior person. Soma is superior to the Prachetas. But he is interfering in this way. He is explaining himself. He is explaining to the Prachetas. He is appealing to their sense of understanding. The Prachetas are not bad people, but they are overcome by anger. So he's appealing to them. He's saying, my dear Prachetas. Now, he's starting with the reference of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is very interesting. In the day and age that we live in today, there is no notion of referring to the Supreme Personality of Godhead generally. By generally, I mean not at all. There's no reference. The best we find in this world we live in is one country saying, under God, you know. We're very happy to have our resident of Vrindavan back, His Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu. Ki Jai. Can you get a seat for him? So, they have "In God We Trust." This is the closest we find. Shishi Gorni Thai, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. But here, the Vedic way of life, the Supreme Personality of God, it is central to everything we do. Everything we do. Indeed, the Prachetas themselves, they had tried to please the Supreme Lord by their austerities. So, but here the confusion is, what should one do? How does one please the Supreme Lord? Soma is saying, this is not the way. Don't burn all the living and the trees in particular. Anta deheshu bhutana atmaste hari ishvara. First of all, he's saying that Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. The Lord is residing within these living entities also. Krishna says that those who perform austerity in the mode of ignorance, they punish, they are trying to inflict pain on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides within other living entities. Very interesting. The Lord cannot be affected by anything material. Yet, he's saying this will... this causes suffering, inconvenience. And therefore, the living entity who does that becomes punishable. Soma doesn't want the prachetas to do the wrong thing. He's stopping them. And he's explaining. So the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very crucial to everything we do. Pravrittim cha, nivrittim cha. What to do, what not to do. One should not actually be confused. One should be very clear. Srila Prabhupada says that if one does not know what he should do, he should approach a spiritual master for the right direction. We should not carry on acting in ignorance. There is a right way and there is a wrong way. There is something that ought to be done and there is something that ought not to be done. And it behooves us to find out, to learn. Because the consequences of either action is very different. So this, I was saying, is the challenge of applying Krishna consciousness in our daily life. What should I do? What should I not do? So usually, we feel, well, I feel I should do this. This is our basis. I feel. But you see, the feelings are a function of the mind. Thinking, feeling and willing. And the mind is conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. So your feelings are not very reliable indicators of what you actually should do. Arjuna's feeling was, but these are my kinsmen. Yes, I have a duty to uphold religious principles, to fight the wrongdoers, but these are my kinsmen. So his feeling is confusing him. So we'll become confused. Vimudatma, the bewildered living entity, he does not know what to do. And yet it is imperative that we do know what to do and to do it. And to do it. So, if we're going to intervene in the actions of another person, we have to have a strong, clear basis of explaining why we're disagreeing with them. So there's a number of considerations in approaching somebody. You know, one of the 10 offenses to chanting the holy name, we say the 9th offense is to preach to the faithless. But actually that 9th offense has 3 divisions. Ashtinvatam, Ashradadhane, Krishna Unmukhi. 3 divisions. Ashrinvata means somebody who will not listen to you, who does not respect you. So if you preach to them and he does not respect you, you're committing the 9th offense to the holy name. And Ashradadhane, he has no faith. He thinks it's all mythology. And if you preach to that person, you commit the 9th offense. And Krishna Unmukhi, he has particular problem against Lord Krishna. And you ask him to chant Krishna's name, you're committing the ninth offense. So when preaching to somebody, you have to see if he respects you. Soma was in a position of a superior to the Prachetas. So they stopped just because the superior was speaking to them. Somebody they respect. But the superior, in turn, is explaining himself on the basis of Vedic evidence. Vedic evidence is that Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, there is a supreme controller of all living entities, and he is situated in the body of the living entities. Therefore, to destroy the body of a living entity is, Prabhupada says, the body of the living entity is the temple of the Lord. So if you're destroying the body of the living entity, you're destroying the temple. So if your goal was to serve the Lord, now you're defeating that purpose. You see? So Soma is explaining very nicely so that the Prachetas can understand. By that understanding, they can change their behavior. Now interestingly, as this story unfolds, it's not like they're condemned and they're unforgiven forever. Actually, because they obey him, he rewards them. He gives them a wife. They have just done something wrong, but because they rectified their behavior, he is rewarding them. He's benedicting them. He's benedicting them in the way that they need. He's not giving them some money, some gold, some. They are wanting to propagate progeny, children. So he's giving them a suitable wife. So this is the another point. When you're advising somebody, should they listen to you, what will you do? You have to now benedict them. You must do something, reward them for listening to you, for obeying, for their obedience. So you should know how to bestow benediction that is appropriate to that person. This is the kind of basis upon which we should interact with others. So actually, a devotee, he doesn't interfere with other living entities. But like Soma, he feels responsibility to represent Krishna, the cause of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna's cause is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapana arthaya. This is Krishna's cause, to protect the devotees, to annihilate the demons, and to uphold religious principles, Krishna consciousness. So the devotee, he is a servant of Krishna. That's what he does. He looks for the opportunity to do the work of Lord Krishna on his behalf. Lord Chaitanya says, Amara Agya, I'm giving you an order. What is that? To Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. So a devotee, he carries himself in this way. He is not thinking, I am special, I am right, you're wrong. He is a humble servant. And he thinks, if I can convince you that this is what Krishna wants, then he speaks, then he interferes. This is a case study. We're seeing this right here. In this phenomena of the prachetas. The prachetas could turn around and say, who are you? Why should we do what you say? Why is it right? Why should we stop? No. Don't come in our way. Don't interfere. So Soma has addressed these points. I'm your well-wisher. You have spent a long time trying to please the Supreme Lord. Now you're going to displease Him. See, very nice, very... Not because I say so, and I am right and you're wrong. Then there's a conflict, and then there's no resolution, and there's a fight, and you know the rest. It's very... It goes downhill very quickly. So, this is, what do they call it? Dispute resolution. You know, they have seminars, how to resolve any disputes. We have something called ISKCON Resolve. Well, this is the original, you could say this is the Bhagavatam Resolve, that you do it in this way. Everyone who has come to ISKCON is wanting to please Krishna. Now, how do we do it amongst ourselves in such a way that we do not fight amongst ourselves? So this is a case study. I've said this word 3 times now. Case study. That here the prachetas are doing something, and how it gets resolved nicely. Very nicely. The outcome is very beneficial and very auspicious. And actually Krishna is pleased. The outcome is a son is produced who pleases Krishna. That through the prayers called the Hansa Guhya prayers. So this is what's leading up to. Are there any questions? Yeah. Could you first give it here?
I just like what I saw and heard. But I have one question about the respect that you should have before you preach to somebody here. Actually, Nityananda did this work, which I got my eye. And when they do preach to people, respect will come. So it's like a, you know, it's an after effect. And if you don't, if you wait for respect, you never get a chance to preach. So can you comment on that?
Just to clarify, I was saying the person you're going to speak to, they should have respect for you. Now, your point was Nityananda Prabhu tried to preach to people who were not respecting Jagai Madai. Am I right? That's your point. So Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that one should not preach this to people who are not austere, this knowledge. But in the purport, Prabhupada says the devotee is very merciful. He tries to rectify even those who are not deserving, who are disqualified. So that's what is being taught by Lord Nityananda, that we have to try. But the caution here is, don't encourage his offensive behavior. See, in the case of Jagai Madai, their offensive behavior was changed by a person who could do it. Who could do it. Who had the capacity to change a belligerent person.
In other words, before you even attempt to
Well, we have to do it according to our capacity. Our capacity. In other words, every individual devotee's capacity will vary from one to the other. One person, like, for example, Srila Prabhupada, you're the one who told us in Haight Ashbury, basically, many people not wearing many clothes. Prabhupada could go there and preach to them. But if another person thinks, I will go to a nightclub and preach, that may be dangerous. He could go there and change them. But if I was to go, I'll get changed. So, thank you for the example.
Doesn't always work.
So you have to be very careful. And don't be reckless. Whilst we should be very, daring, we should not be reckless. So that's another class for another time. What's the fine line between daring and reckless? But let's see if anybody has any other questions. Can you pass the mic back? Right.
So, how much space is there to make choices on your own? Because usually we hear within this time, you should approach your authority before performing any action within devotional service. Like, for example, coming to the Dhamma. So, how much space is there for individual choice?
Right. Okay. We could rephrase your question as, what's the criteria between feelings that may be actually spiritual and feelings which may be mundane and therefore misleading if we follow them. Is that right? Would you agree? You could rephrase it as, what's the criteria? In other words, you had a feeling to read the Bhagavad Gita, and that wasn't necessarily a bad feeling to follow. Right? You did it, and it was a good decision you made by following that feeling. My point was that generally feelings are conditioned by the three modes of nature, because that's where we are. In the material world, every living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature. So how does it come about that there's also spiritual feelings? Now, I want to make something clear. When we feel I should read Bhagavad Gita, that's not a feeling. See, feeling is one of three things: thinking, feeling, and willing. And they're a function of the mind. There is something which is superior, and that's the innate nature of the soul. In other words, even all living entities right now, out there, who have never heard of Krishna, who do not know Vedic, they're impelled by the innate nature of the spirit soul. They're seeking Satchidananda. They do not want to die. They do not want to be in ignorance. And they do want happiness. Every living entity. It's not only the person who comes to Krishna consciousness. So those are not feelings. as in thinking, feeling, willing. Those are your innate nature. So sometimes the living entity's innate nature expresses itself strongly. He's looking for answers. Who am I? He wants to understand. So that's not a feeling. So this is called cheshta. Cheshta means an endeavor, a desire to want to know. Spiritual endeavor. So this we have to cultivate. This, which for lack of a better word is not feeling, is our spiritual impetus. We need to cultivate that more and more. That first your spiritual impetus brought you to want to read Bhagavad Gita. That spiritual impetus then developed into wanting to follow what it said in the Bhagavad Gita. Like that. So you need to propel that. To develop that. To enhance that. So that's not a feeling. That's your spiritual development. The soul is awakening. These feelings I was referring to is like, for example, what do I like? I like gulab jamuns. I like sweet rice. I may not like sour rice. You know, those are feelings. They're nothing to do with spiritual impetus. Is that okay? Is that make it clear? So one we should feed, we should develop. One we should try to deny or to restrict, because it will just entangle us more and more. Is that okay? Yeah, ask. Little closer.
We see in devotional service that sometimes it say that, like you said, that the innate desire of the soul to know Krishna comes out, and it's a sincere one. I gave the example of going to the Dham, but let's say the temple management, they may not agree with you, go to the Dham. They say, that is not best for you. You know, they'll say things like that. It's best for you to stay here, whatever.
So spiritually, spiritually, we're advised to seek superior guidance. Spiritually, see, whatever your spiritual impetus is, you need to confirm it. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. You should confirm it. That's a very, like, practical way of siphoning what's a feeling and what's a good spiritual impetus. So it's best not to leave it at just yourself. Consult another person, a person you trust as being in the position of authority on this, and consult scripture and consult the spiritual master. So this is what we should do. That's how you proceed. You want to ask something more? No. Pass it here.
Thank you for the nice class. So in this case, prachetas could please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they're very elevated. But still, like, when anger came, they forgot everything. And they were the one verse we told is like Bhagavad Gita philosophy. So it happens in our practical lives also. Like, even sometimes we forgot the basic things and we try to do cause harm to others or destroy the things. So, and Prachet is so fortunate that the moon god came and corrected her. But we may not be many times
so
fortunate. So, to be corrected by direct guidance. So what precautions are there?
So one safeguard is to try to be surrounded in the association of devotees. That's one safeguard. Because then you'll be under the eyesight of others who can say, Prabhuji, maybe this, you need to look at this, you know. But see, this is the difficulty of nirjan bhajan. If you're doing alone, then you're without the safeguard. You can do spiritual practice alone, but it's very risky for this specific reason, that we don't have the safeguard of others' counsel. So when you're in the association of especially advanced devotees, then that problem should not be there. Is that okay? Anything else? Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada.
Guru Srila Prabhupada.
Are you back?
Wait.
I came to Mayapur. You weren't there.
When?
He said he's missing an accident.